Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your award-winning host, Jessica R. Bunavage.
Hey, Jess. Thank you, Max. How are you? It's happy Monday. Happy Polished Woman Day.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Aren't you excited for, even if we can go anywhere?
You know, here's the deal. I'm always excited about the holidays because you know what? I heard this Christmas song the other day, I'll be home for Christmas. And I think everyone's version this year is, I don't want to be home for Christmas.
You know? I know, right? We're too much spending time at home.
I think that's the irony, is that every year we want to be home. And now this year we're all actually home. So we really would need to just celebrate it and remember, you know, especially for you, you know, Jesus is the season for, you know, the reason for the season.
You never forget that. I actually was talking to my family about it. They're like, hey, remember, this is a Christmas party, but, you know, we are really celebrating, you know, Jesus. And, you know, some of them are not, you know, religious.
That's okay. Yeah. But you know what? The thing is that even though, you know, with Jesus, they were bringing gifts. The three kings bought gifts. So today we're going to talk about your favorite things.
My favorite things that you can actually, you know, you can order now so that, you know, you can give this. These are all the stuff that I, that I chose this year. I really, like, I'm in love with them. And some of them have a story why I liked it, and it's just like amazing, amazing things. So I hope that you will, you know, support us today.
And they're smart too, because you can order everything online. You don't have to go into the store. You can order them. And if you do it now, you know, everyone's saying, why are you doing the giveaway show so soon? Because we want you to have time to order the gifts and have them arrive. You know, especially because, I don't know if you heard this, but this was a hot topic. You know, the vaccines were being delivered today to the United States. Yes. And so there's a lot of delay for the system, delivery systems. So think about that when you're ordering your holiday gifts, that, you know, do it ASAP. Happy holidays. I'm really excited.
I saw
some of your favorite things, not all of them. Yeah. So without any further ado, let's do Jessica.
Started.
Hey, 2020. Have a great show, Jess.
Yeah. Okay. But today I want to start out, you know, the show a little bit differently, a little lighter, and share with you some of my favorite things. Of course. Why? Because even if with everything going on in the world, it's important to take time out to try and have some fun, to, you know, or to spend some time thinking about the things that make us happy. Okay. I'm going to go through our favorite things, and then I'm going to have this beautiful, amazing, amazing CEO and owner of one of my favorite things is going to be here, and she will tell us her story, how she started this business. Very, very inspiring. Okay, let's start with Lure. I'm obsessed with this. the owner of Lure, she approached me on Instagram. I said, okay, let me have it. But now, I'm not kidding. I mean, I use this every other night. This is like the cupping, but it's for the face. I mean, it's amazing. What do you call that, Max? It's just amazing for the circulation of my blood flow for the face. It's and collagen. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with this. And my husband is like, what is that? And they even have, I discovered this. She sent me the owner of Lure just sent me a text on Instagram, and she's like, do you want to try this? I said, okay, you know, so I tried it, but now I'm really obsessed. They have for the eye, and they have for, you know, and I put this oil, which I'm going to talk about. So this oil that I'm using, you know, you can check how much it is. I forgot, but it's not expensive at all. And it's a very affordable gift. And And you can get three of them, one for face and one for the cellulite and one for, you know, when you have pain, you know, the cupping. I'm sure you guys all know cupping. So there are three of them. But a great stocking stuffer. At this one, I'm obsessed. So, yeah, get it, everyone, for your family. So I use this with an oil. I've been searching for a good oil. And I've discovered this Roma leaf. Amazing. It's made out of hemp. Okay, hemp, and not, it's CBD, but it's not. Okay, there's no THC. If you go to their website, oh my gosh, she explained on how, you know, she was suffering from anxiety, major anxiety, and she developed her own product. But I'm super obsessed with this oil. Like, my gosh, like this is what I use. So this is Roma oil, and this is what I use with the oil. This is what I use for my face, and then I glide the cupping, the lure cupping with, you know, with the oil. So amazing. This is, I actually asked her, I said, what did you add here? Is it really just hemp? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so, yeah, it's this magic in a bottle. So thank you. And I really love, I hope you guys check them out. It's romaleaf.com. There you go. Romaleaf.com and then lure. Okay. We're going to have them all on my Instagram. Okay. My favorite things. Last week, we talked about her story, amazing story. And of course, obsessed. And we're giving this away to you guys on the 21st. So if you haven't sent your story, DM us now on the Polished Woman. Just any inspiring story. How were you able to motivate someone to do something? Just, you know, and you will have this deep cleansing brush that is amazing. And I literally used it the other day before I applied my eye cream, because this one is a heated thing, and you just put it here, a wand, and you put them here, and then you put your eye and massage them. Oh my gosh, amazing. It takes the puffiness down. And this is, yeah, good expensive gift. It's not, oh my gosh, if I get this from you, I'm gonna love you forever. This is good for women. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all my gifts are all good stocking stuffer. Okay, my favorite Babe Lash. Look at what, actually, when you buy this, I found them because, you know, I don't have eyelashes, bad eyelashes. And I had my, you know, my eyelashes done before. And then after removing it, my eyelashes are gone. Yeah. And yeah, we can get them done in our studios. Yeah, we can do it from our home. This amazing Babe Lash. They contacted actually my daughter. And I was like, ooh, what is that? And so I contacted them too. And I said, why are you not sending me? I can buy it from you. So this is their gift package. So nice. So after you apply, they have their plumping lips as well. Oh my gosh, these plumping lips, I swear. It just really plumps you, like, oh my God. But it kind of like stings a little bit, but it's okay. Every plumping lips stings, right? And then they have a conditioner as well for your eyelashes. Amazing. This is an amazing gift for teenagers, you guys, or just moms who don't have eyelashes. This is like a good one. Yeah. And if you can, and nowadays we can't get into the studio, so just do it at home. So remember Babe Lash.com. So amazing. Okay. Oh, someone's saying about my Christmas tree. Look at that. Isn't it so nice? Me. I decorated my home. I decorated this. See, I always put, yeah, we have to keep Christmas alive. Okay, one of my favorite things, you know me, I'm a champagne drinker, okay? But this one, this champagne, yeah, you need 21 above to drink. And no drink and driving. This is from Moreno and Beverly Hills and Las Vegas. Amazing. You know, like, I know. This is Biden and Harris. This is limited edition. You can still order from them if you want. This is a good giveaway. And it lights up. Look at. Wait, I have to press it. It lights up. Okay. There you go. Look at. There you go. It lights up. It's so nice. It's from Moreno. You know, like how Opus One have 90 grade. This one has actually 80. It's made from Napa. Very, very good champagne. I love it. I love it. So just go to MorenoBHLV.com. So you can buy it. Yeah, we'll post it on my Instagram. Yeah, but please don't drink and drive. Okay, another favorite of mine. Oh, wait, let's go to this. I just posted this like last week. This breakwater. Oh my gosh, this breakwater. I mean, I love this one because it's my sister actually gave this to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gave me one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it. I want to, you know, order more. And can I order for Polished Woman? And this is not expensive at all. It's, I think it's like $60. But I love it because they utilize the latest polarized lens tech. So you can enjoy the best optical experience possible. And this is made out of bamboo. So when you wear it, it's super light. Very light, like as if I don't. It's very chic, and you can actually like this one. Yeah, it actually looks like, yeah, like $200-something, but it's $60, and it's and very good. They said that the lens, this polarized lens, is very good for, especially if you go, you know, surfing or you go skiing. Very good. It will protect your eyes. So yeah, I love this. Love this from Breakwater. And look at the case. It's so cute. Look at, just go to breakwatersunglasses.com. Amazing. Okay, one of my favorite. My husband, he's like, what the heck are you doing? Okay, this red light therapy, I'm telling you, is like one of the best thing that was ever created. How did I find? Oh, I was scrolling one day and I saw this girl. She was, I think, in Pilates. And then all of a sudden she had this red light thing. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And one time also, so that was a question already for me. And one time I went to Brianna's facial with one of our guests. Yeah, my daughter Brianna, she had a facial. And this girl put some red light thing on her, you know, on her face. And I'm like, oh, I want to have that. So I didn't realize that this red light, you can actually use for skin and it's good for your body as well. So I've used them. Yeah, you can do it at home. I use them both on my face after, you know, while my husband is watching TV. I put the red light on my face. Of course, I put those glasses and stuff. And then when I work out, when I do my, when I run and when I, what do you call that, a bike, I just put this on my back and it gets the red light on my system. And it's, okay, it says that this red light therapy, it aims to solve skin issues by using low wavelength red light. Many experts believe that it can help with issues such as skin condition, scarring, signs of aging, including wrinkles and age spots. There is also an evidence that that many have claimed, but of course, there's no miracle cure. Anyone considering treatment should also take other steps to promote skin, that it can help with dementia, dental pain, hair loss, osteoarthritis, tendinitis, and wrinkles. So that's why I always, yeah, this is, it depends. You have to, you know, you have to really research. But this one from, what is this? It's from Best Cool. Best Cool is BESTQOOL. They didn't give this to me. I bought this myself, okay? But I mean, this is amazing. Obsess. So you use this, you just put this, plug it in and just put it on your face. Yeah, and then, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it has, yeah. And you put this on the desk and then while working out, it's just there. I just turn off my garage and then put the red light and put it in front of me. So basically they're saying that if you're, you know, like nowadays it's cold, the sun is not out all the time, you can just put them and it will give you energy. I do my face for about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And then I do my whole body 30 minutes, sometimes 1 hour, while as long as I'm in the gym. So
yes, I want one of those. I'm getting one.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. No, don't get one. I'll give it to you for Christmas.
Okay. I love being your executive producer.
Okay. And of course, okay, before I go to, of course, this one is Jack and Aloes. I have white, I have black, I have gray, I have brown. Of course, my daughter wears them. I have all of them. This is like, if you know, it's a little bit pricey. It's like splurge. I think it's about almost 200 with tax and everything. So it's worth it because we have to be comfy at home. You have to be warm so we don't get sick. So this is like amazing. Okay, before we go to our, and of course, our guest for today, this is, you have to hear her story before we go to her and move on to her. But this one, it's called Estes Beauties. Every scars tells a story. This is amazing. You will, please tune in. Don't leave the show. Don't leave our show right now because she will tell you how she started this. She created, you know what? I have a stretch marks. I have a cesarean section. I'm excited. I mean, I was excited when I got this amazing products, and she will tell you more about it later on. So go to estesbeauty.com. Okay. And then, Ronan, can we see the video? If you need books, cooking books, she's always on our show, my bestie, Joanne. She wrote this book. So if you need, you know, if you need books, what do you call this? Cookbooks that you want to give. This is an amazing, amazing cookbook. The photos are amazing. You know, the chef, the recipes and everything. Yeah, so the restaurants are closed, so get the book so you can, you know, cook at home. So this is The Chef of Greenwich. So please get that. If you can, go to thechefsdaughter.com. Also, my favorite one, have you seen my skin lately? This is what I have been obsessed. It's already I'm on my third session. This is called the Evoke. Isn't it so good? Oh my gosh. There you go. Look at me with my Evo. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what's happening. So this Evo, it's a bipolar radio frequency to heat the dermis and your tissue, the facial tissue, which stimulates collagen and also targets some fat. The manufacturer explains that the energy travels between two electrodes or poles. The depth of penetration is calculated based on a formula using the distance between the electrodes. This allows for a focus, more precise placement of the energy. So you can do your under the chin if you have those, you know, what do you call those, Max? If you have those... crepey skin, jowls, and then mine is more of here. So basically, it takes away the fats that you have here, and it just contours your face. Because a lot of us, when we get older, no facelift. A lot of us, when we get, you know, when we're older, we wanted to fill, you know, put fillers and stuff. I don't like fillers. I'd rather like take out all the fats and, you know, look normal. So this is like a very, very good procedure. I will tell you more about this because it's, I'm going to show a before and after, you know, in a few, 2 more weeks, I have 2 more sessions. So yeah, that's it. I think that's it, right? Okay. So I'm excited. We'll post them all on Instagram. Yeah. My favorite things, 2020. Never be ashamed of a scar. It simply means you were stronger than whatever tried to hurt you. Oh, that's so nice. I don't know who wrote it, but it's anonymous. Okay, so I want to call our special guest for today, the inspiring Christina Beltran, the founder and CEO of Estes Every scar has a story, a line of luxury skincare products for women with scars. Christina!
Hi, Jessica. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the Polished Woman.
Thank you.
You know, when they first, when Jonathan first sent me that, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to talk to her. I have to know, I need to know this story, what, how it happened, you know, like, what the heck? I mean, I want to, first, where did you get the idea of Estas?
Yeah, so, story. Oh gosh, it's kind of a long story, but
yeah. We have time.
Okay, so where do we begin? I did start the company about 2 years ago, but I think things were kind of set in motion before that, because when I was 24, I had to get open heart surgery.
Yeah.
And I went through like a whole slew of heart things. I went into cardiac arrest. I was in a coma. It was like a year and a half of really hard health issues. And at the end, I had open heart surgery, and I was super worried about my scar. Like the first thing I asked when the doctors told me I need to have open heart surgery was, am I going to have a scar? Which is just like crazy if you think about it. Like my first question should have been like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to have a scar? And truthfully, after my surgery, my health is fine. Everything went really, really well. And I somehow like really learned to love this scar. I felt like because of this scar, I was alive. I had like a whole life ahead of me, and I really, really came to love this scar. So fast forward a few years, and I was at a wedding shower for my sister, and I was sitting next to a friend who had just had a baby, and she had a C-section with her baby, and we were catching up, and she was telling me how much she was struggling with her scar. Like, she hated it. She didn't like to feel it. She didn't like to look at it. It itched her. It was numb. It felt weird. And I was trying to convince her, oh no, this is a great thing. This is where your baby came from. You should celebrate the scar.
Yeah.
And it made me feel bad that she hated it. So that night after I saw her, I thought like, okay, I'm going to buy her a really fancy, beautiful skincare product, and that'll help her like take care of her scar, and she'll learn to love it that way.
You're a good friend, Christina.
That will like really get her to like her scar, right?
Yeah.
Online looking for one. I couldn't find one anywhere. It didn't exist. I was like,
no,
oh my God.
It's hard to find. There's nothing out there. That's why when I saw this, I'm like, oh my gosh, you literally like gave me hope for my scar. I have as well, you know. So okay, continue.
No. Well, I mean, that's basically it. It didn't exist, and I thought, oh my gosh, like this is something. There are so many women out there that have scars for so many different reasons. And some of them are proud of their scars, but a lot of women are kind of embarrassed by them or ashamed by them. And they really shouldn't be. There's a stigma out there. And I figured, why not sort of create this line of skincare, but it's for scars specifically.
Yes.
And it feels really luxurious. It feels like you're pampering yourself, but you're doing some good for your scar. And at the same time, it reminds people, women, to feel really proud of your scar. Remember that your scar is part of your story. And that's what Estes is. It's for every scar tells story. Even though our scars are marks, they're marks of our accomplishments. They're marks of our strength. And we should be proud of them. So my hope is that with this line of products, I can get sort of women to take care of their scars, feel good about their scars, and feel proud of their scars.
Yeah, I love that. I love when you said. I love when you said that you've begun. What do you call it? You felt like you loved your scar now. You know, before, because it's weird because every single woman, every time, even my husband, when he's actually, he has a heart problem as well, and he doesn't want to have a surgery because he thinks he's going to have a big scar. And well, he's vain. But then now I showed him this. I said, babe, I said, wait, they have this. You know, if she has this, you're gonna be okay. You know, you're gonna be, that's the first thing. Even when I had my cesarean section, I was like, ew, really? I'm gonna have a scar. It's
built into us, right? Like society sort of tells us that scars are weird. I think you'll appreciate the story. Like, way before my heart surgery, before I was sick, I had like a little mole, like right here. And my doctor was like, it's probably nothing, but we could take it out. And I was like, no, don't take it out. Then I'll have a scar. I'm like, the scar would have been this tiny, right? And even then, I was like scared of having that tiny scar. But like, it's just because we're like taught to think that way, right?
Yeah.
But I think in the opposite way that, you know, these scars are like marks of strength and they're beautiful and we're more beautiful because of them. Then it sort of changes your mindset about the scars and So
Max is asking, how did you come up with the name with Estas?
Oh, Estas. So, you know, I always knew that I wanted the tagline to be "Every scar tells a story," and I couldn't figure out the right name for the brand. And then, like, I kept telling myself, like, "Every scar tells a story. Every scar tells a story." And then I kind of put the letters together, and
that's so good.
Estas, that makes sense.
No, it's so good. It's actually, I thought it's actually your initials when I first got it. I said maybe it's the, you know, I thought it was your last name or something.
Yeah, no, it's just the acronym for Every Scar Tells a Story. But what I like about it is that my parents are Hispanic, my mom is Colombian, and my dad is Spanish. And Estas,
That's so beautiful.
So Estas in Spanish is just like you are, and like Estas beauty is kind of like you are beauty. So it has a double meaning a little bit.
Oh my god, that's so good. Wait, is there at any point you know, during the process of developing Estas, did you get discouraged, or were you just, because you know, you know, you came from a family of clothing, right?
Exactly. So I mean, I worked for my dad because when I got sick, I couldn't really, the job that I had before, I couldn't go back to, and I was working part-time in and out of doctors. So I worked in clothing, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do. It was, I loved working for my dad, but you know, he was able to give me a job and that was really wonderful.
Okay.
But when I decided to create this line of Estas, I had no idea where to start. I didn't know what I was doing. I did not work in the skincare industry at all.
Yeah.
And I certainly felt frustrated. I mean, it took me 2 years, like many times throughout the process, just out of the lack of knowledge. But as I talked to more and more people, I was just amazed at how many people wanted to help me and how many people could put me in touch with other people and teach me.
Yeah.
So yeah, even though there were moments of frustration, it was such a wonderful learning and growing experience that from those moments of frustration, I think I learned the most actually. So the first step really was like, I needed to find a chemist
That's the hardest part, right?
I emailed so many people and to be in touch with chemists, and I emailed so many chemists and they would all say, no, I can't do that. No. And what I wanted was, you know, a scar product that felt like a skincare product. And I got so many no's, so many rejections.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point I was like, maybe I'll just hire an intern and maybe she can help me.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was going to do. And eventually someone put me in touch with a friend of theirs who had worked with him at L'Oreal. He had just quit and he was going freelance. And I sent him an email like with a last hope that maybe he would respond to me. Yeah. And when he responded, he said, I would love to work with you. And by the way, I have an expertise in wound healing. So I think I could
help
this project. Yeah. So it was kind of amazing. So yes, there were moments where, you know, I felt like I couldn't do it, but if I worked hard enough, eventually I got to like the end point where it was worth it, you know?
Yeah. So, what can you, you know, what can you advise women who wants to start a business? Because, you know, nowadays it's so hard to, you know, it's so discouraging, especially with the whole, you know, pandemic. And then a lot of people are not doing, you know, they don't have jobs. So now that you're home, this is actually, I've been advising a lot of people also that, hey, while you're home, this is when you should be starting. Okay, what do I really want to do? Right.
Absolutely.
Like any business from home. So can you advise them?
Yeah, what I found, and the truth is like you had said earlier, I worked in the apparel business in my family's business, and I always wanted to go out and I tried little things and I never felt good about them. So I would say for me, the best advice was to be like completely passionate about something. And like the minute I found that my friend that I want to get her this product and it didn't exist. I became obsessed with that idea. Like, why it didn't exist? Yeah. I was so passionate about it. And then the other thing was that it was something that I really cared about, knew, and like knew would help people. For me, like, yes, as long as I knew that I could help someone else, it fueled that passion and it felt like something that I could really get behind and like mm-hmm. put all my energy towards. So I would say if you find something that you're passionate about, that you know drives you and motivates you, whether that's helping someone or whether that's, you know, anything, whatever drives and motivates you, that's mm-hmm. what's eventually going to help you create your own business or yeah. figure out what it is that you want to do. Because I know that's something that's really hard for a lot of people. I struggled with it for many, many years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I felt that sort of passion that just yeah. like, it was what I wanted to work on all the time. I would wake yeah. up at 5 a.m. to work on it without wow. any problem, you know? So.
Wow. You just have to do it. If you, you know, if you want something to happen, you just really need to do it.
Yeah, you don't even think about, you know, I can't do it. I don't know how to do this. I didn't yeah. know anything about the skincare industry. And you just start. Just start calling people that you know. Look online and see if you can talk to anyone that has anything to do with what yeah. you're thinking of starting. And people will talk to you and people will help you. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so true.
I'm willing to help.
Yeah. Now let's talk about your products for women, you know, for... of course, out there that are that have scars and stuff. What is the difference? You know, I want you to talk about your products and what, you know, how do they differ from... But let's start with the daily dose.
Daily dose? Okay.
Yeah.
So daily dose is the scar cream serum. So okay. I put a scar cream serum because it feels like a cream, but it's mm-hmm. really potent the way a serum is.
Okay.
It's packed with vitamin C and E. Now, across the line for all the products, what makes them different mm-hmm. to other scar products is that they feel like luxury skincare products. So they have a really nice feeling when you apply
yeah.
them. They're okay. not sticky. They're not goopy. They don't have any fragrance because as someone who's had a scar, I know, especially right after surgery or an injury, smells can really bother you.
Yeah.
So they don't have any added fragrance. And they're really active. Like this is the thing about them. They have high concentrations of, well, for daily dose, vitamin C and E, which are really healing for scars. They
okay.
help lighten it. They help brighten
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They have this special delivery system where the actives, the vitamins can like penetrate your scar just enough to like really bring out the color and make sure if your scar is red, if it's itchy, if it's sort of angry and inflamed, daily dose will take down all that inflammation. It'll soothe it, calm it, and just bring the color back to a lighter, softer color.
When should we not touch our scars if it's red, right?
Right. So it's very important to talk to your doctor because everyone's yeah. scar heals differently.
Yeah.
Generally, people's scars heal within 4 to 5 weeks. You're able to touch them and start putting
okay.
on. But it's very important that you discuss that with your doctor because some people's yeah. scars feel slower and some tiny scars feel much quicker. So
yeah.
as soon
yeah.
as your doctor gives you a go-ahead to put on any product, you can start using Estes.
I think for us, like Spanish, we scar really bad.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. yeah, I scar really bad. Yeah, yeah. And keloid yeah. as well. Like I yeah. keloid like crazy.
So for the keloid, that's where morning massage comes in. So
this one, the morning yeah. massage.
So before you can massage before a keloid could even start, just start massaging that scar so that this tissue...
Can you define the keloid scar?
Yeah, so a keloid scar is kind of like when the scar tissue grows yeah. around the scar,
yeah.
the scar, and it almost your scar gets bigger than what it was, mm-hmm. and you get kind of like a big bump, essentially.
Yeah,
the skin gets very, very thick. So what you want is to stop that cellular regeneration, and you can really just massage, massage, massage. Mm-hmm. The more you massage your scar, it's going to help flatten it. And that's why I made the cleanser, because while you're cleaning your scar, you can really yeah. massage it. It's like a really nice oil. It has a lot of playtime. And
okay.
you just keep massage. I mean, you can wash your scar 5 times a day if you want and just use that as a massage oil.
Yeah.
And it comes off really nicely and makes your scar nice and clean.
And the sleep salve, this is the one that you sleep, you know, you put
this good for nighttime. Yes. So okay. That one has silicone, and silicone's excellent for scars. It kind of creates this protective barrier so that okay. you retain all the moisture. So like imagine putting like saran wrap on your scar, or like a band-aid basically, but like saran yeah. on your scar so no moisture can leave it. That's what yeah. the Sleep Solve does. It creates this layer of silicone and vitamin E, holds all the moisture in, and your scar will stay super hydrated, which is important. So it'll help the color, it'll help the flatness, it'll help the softness.
Wow.
The barrier. Yeah.
So basically your scar inspired you to do all of this.
It yeah. totally inspired me. It's funny because when I got my scar, there weren't any products like this. There were a
few. You know, there's only one, like, right? I think it's a drugstore product, which is Mederma.
Mederma's in the drugstore, yes. And I think
yeah.
that's the
only thing. Yeah.
There are very few out
it's
there.
Harsh.
Fine.
Yeah.
When I had my scar, my mom would go to this medical supply store and buy like jars of silicone. It was so weird. And I would like put it on my scar. It was like goofy silicone. So they're hard to find. They don't exist. It's, you know, the skincare industry has grown a lot. They've targeted like different skin complexions and tones and ages and all different types of skin types, but they have yet to sort of find a place for scars in there. And I'm hoping that Estes can sort of, you know, start the path for scars to be included in people's skincare because it is a type of skin that needs care.
Yeah. Is this for every skin tone?
Sensitive skin as well, because they're really gentle since they're for scars. Here's the thing. Like if you wanted to wash your face with morning massage, it's great. I actually use it all the time. It's really good at taking off makeup because it's I wouldn't necessarily like use Sleep Solve or Daily Dose as a moisturizer because that's not what it's made for, but it would be fine if you did. It wouldn't do anything. It's made for your scars really.
That's so true. But I feel like you can use this for anything.
The other day I hit a leaf. I was walking by a tree and I hit a leaf and my skin type like scars super easily, and I had a little mark, and like I just put some Daily Dose on there, some Sleep Solve, and like within a few days
so good.
Yeah, like little scrapes and bumps, it's great for that too.
Okay, but where should we not use this one? Just in case, is there any part of
open wounds? Do not use
open wounds.
So if your wound is by like, if it's still bleeding or if there's a scab or anything's open, do not use it on open wounds. Very important.
Okay, that's okay. That's very important, ladies. So I want to ask you this, but why do you think that it's important for women especially to embrace their scars?
It's part of it. You know, the world is becoming more open towards different body types and mm-hmm. different skin tones and different sizes and all that stuff. And I think scars are part of that. They're marks of life, and everyone's scars are different. So there's something that makes you incredibly unique, and they make you who you are. They make you you. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that our scars are what it is, because my scar did something for me. And you know, if your husband were to get surgery, his would be different than mine, and it would be incredible for him as well. So they're like little features on our bodies, and it's important to, you know, give them some love.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my God. Also, I'm going to look at my scar later and said, hey, I love you.
It came from that scar. Right?
You know, I would before, I was so insecure about it that I would even, of course, I was still young, you know, and I wasn't married then. I would get tattoo, you know, like a fake tattoo, and like just put them there and just cover it and stuff. Like, it's crazy. I'm like,
it's funny. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what, I do feel like some men are show off their scars and they're like, yeah, I'm burly because of my scars, right?
Oh yeah.
But women, we like are always trying to hide them. And I think it's important to kind of show them off and make them look pretty and make them look
beautiful. I think that, Max, isn't it, there's a lot of models nowadays that shows their scar, right?
There are so many models right now on the covers of magazines with scars. Scars are being celebrated. No. And every scar has a story.
Yeah.
I love that. Scars should be celebrated. That's exactly what it is.
You came in the right time. your company, your product came in the right time. Estas. Oh my gosh. Wait, how do we find you? Oh my gosh, we only have
Okay, so Estas is sold online and it's www.estasbeauty.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our Instagram, which is just at Estas Beauty.
Okay.
And yeah, it's all sold online, so very easy. We have
this is another for business for women out there. Was it hard to do marketing, you know, especially coming from out of nowhere, you know, especially yours, there's no other product like this except for one. Like, how did you, just a quick advice about
that's
marketing?
That's such a good question. And I find that marketing is the hardest, most, you know, daunting.
Yes, just to get it out there, right?
Just get it out there. And for me, it's a brand new company, I have found social media just to be the best tool there is. And it's something we all use in our everyday lives anyway. Mm-hmm. So I've been using marketing Estas on my personal social media, on Estas social media. And then again, back to people, telling all my friends, my colleagues, all my doctors, everyone I know about Estas, and they'll put it up there. And it's all about just having your support system help you spread the word. And then truthfully, it's just a lot of cold calling and cold emailing. Like, for instance, being on here was amazing because JJ put us in touch.
That was
another support system, network connection. Yeah. Also emailed people and called people to see if, you know, maybe I could write an article or they would want to write an article about Estas. It's just a lot of grunt work and it's
amazing. You should sell this on the, a dermatological or surgical clinic because this is where
it's so funny that you said that because when we launched, the day I launched, a plastic surgeon contacted me and was like, I would love to carry your line in my office, which I was never expecting. There's definitely a market there with the doctors as well, since people are coming right out of surgery.
Yeah, because that's what happens. For example, when I had my cesarean, the good thing about having cesarean is my daughter was like, okay, I can do a little tummy tuck on you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Fine. So then after that, the first thing that you ask is do you have a cream?
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing. So, I mean, you should. Oh, see, I gave you a marketing stuff.
Yeah, that's a good marketing tip. I love it.
That's just exciting. Okay. I know. You're such a boss lady. Amazing. And she is such a polished woman. Look at her. So pretty. So beautiful.
That's a compliment coming from you.
It's so cute. Okay. That's final advice because we only have 2 minutes left. Final advice for anybody, any woman who wants to start a business, any woman who has a big scar, final advice for them.
Listen. Don't give up on your hopes and dreams. If you want to do something, just keep at it because you can do it. I promise you, you can do anything you put your mind to. You just have to work at it. And if it drives you enough to work hard, you will succeed in it. I really believe in that.
That's nice. That's so cute. Wow, she loved that. She's so, I love her.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christina. And remember, you can win this. Okay. You can win this whole package on the 21st. But you have to tell us your story. And, we are
so
going to choose
all the beautiful stories that are there.
Yeah, beautiful story about your scar, the insecurities that you felt and stuff. So this is going to be yours. I love helping moms. So thank you so much, Christina. I really appreciate you. Happy holidays. Find you one more time for those who just listened. Okay. Yeah.
It's www.estasbeauty.com.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, it's just at Estas Beauty.
Okay, Estas, every scar has a story. Estas, remember that. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. Bye. She's so cute. Oh my gosh. She's so beautiful. I love that she, out of, you know, out of her insecurity, out of her pain, and she created a business. Can you imagine? So ladies, don't be insecure. Whatever insecurities you have, maybe you can like, okay, what can I do for this? Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to have my husband watch this episode. Okay, for our tip for today, think about the stories. Think about the stories your own scars tell. They may be attached to painful memories and you may not be ready to speak about them, but they are reminders of your thing from today. And I hope that this are, you know, my favorite things will be able to help you with your shopping for these holidays. And I will see you next week with my whole family. And then we are going to have a break for 2 weeks. Right, Max? All right. Holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
My favorite things, 2020.
Love you all. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Good night, ladies. Good night. Goodbye. Love you, ladies. Good morning. Good afternoon. I love you. Bye. This is Korean Heart. Merry Christmas.